love the energy here so far, though.
Cool. Happy. I keep Goose caffeinated, but there is a drawback, is that he
comes to fuck the guys out of control.
I get a bit too much. For sure.
I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
Redacted. Anyway, recording?
We are.
You gotta cut that out.
Of course I am.
Hello, Redactors. Welcome to another episode of Redacted Radio. It's Goose and Tez here. I am Goose. I'm with Tez. How are you, Tez?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Man, that intro, that gets me hyped up.
Does it now?
It makes me want to run through a wall. It makes me want to run through a wall.
Yeah, Ali is good hype, Muhammad Ali. Yeah,
that's great. It's my favorite part of the podcast. Is it? Everything else is just downhill from there.
It's hard to match that energy.
Yeah. No, I was really excited for this week's episode.
Yeah, why so?
We've just had the community call in the Redacted Discord.
Yeah.
And that had me feeling extra bullish.
Yeah, it was a good one. Good
and
chat.
Then we got to have Funky on the podcast, and we've invited Magnus back, as always.
Yeah. Should we mention, due to the resounding positive feedback that having Funky bot on last week, the bot returns.
Yeah, people loved him.
Yeah. So we got Funky back. He's got plenty to say, don't you worry.
And we're excited to welcome D-Bag to the podcast as well.
Yeah, D-Bag, yeah.
We couldn't have an all-Australian lineup.
Yeah, it was good to get some North American or just some non-Australian representation,
yes,
I would say.
Very close to Mario.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, though, still banned.
Still banned, yeah. We can't unban him yet.
One day. I'm excited to get into it. Every time you sign us off, it gets really awkward.
Yeah, no.
So let's roll the tape.
Nailed it. I was going to say more, but hey, let's just jump in.
Redacted. So here we are. We've got a great panel of guests with us today. I'd like to welcome back to the podcast, Funky. How are you, Funky?
You're good, man. Glad to be invited back, especially after last time.
No, you're awesome last time. Yeah, it's great to have you here.
And then our recurring guest, Magnus. How are you, Magnus?
Hey, what's up, guys? Doing well. A lot better than last week, that's for sure.
Yeah, you sound sprightly today. It's good to hear.
Refreshed.
Yeah, bounced back from a flu, had a negative COVID test. So, feeling way better than last week.
Oh, sound good.
Happy days.
And then we'd like to welcome a new guest. You've probably seen him very much on the Discord. He's D-Bag.
Yeah, it's good to be here, guys. Thanks for having me on. Love what you guys are doing.
Pleasure having you here. Because, yeah, D-Bag, I mean, how would you describe your role at Redacted? You're in the purple ranks. How would you describe it?
Yeah, so far I've been really helping out with the internal ops of the contributor program, heading the operations side for merge, just community stuff, marketing. But overall, just, you know, organizing all these documentation for everything that's going on across the board, trying to keep it sane for everyone that's coming in to Redacted to understand what we're doing, how to get involved, and just keep the whole project growing.
Yeah, so he's helped out with a ton of the Notion stuff as well. So a lot of thankless work, isn't it, D-Bag?
Yeah, but it's been fun, man. It's been fun to work with Magnus, Mario, Figgy, the whole team. They've been really welcoming and, like, you know, helping me understand what is going on the Redacted side. And it's just been a seamless transition into helping out and getting things going. So really grateful for all that.
Certainly producing some great work. We were going to have Mario on again, but he is still banned.
Yeah, and is Figgy still off? Is he off adventuring still with the mountain goat?
He's on his way back to the mountain.
Okay, he's turned around.
Didn't quite make it back in time for this, though.
That's all good.
So we're still very early in the project. We're only still about 3 weeks old. Things are lining up nicely. We've got about 8,000 people holding our token, the X-Butterfly, Staycores, 3-3 and Chewing. So given we are such a young protocol, we've got a lot of demand for the token and quite an illiquid pool at the moment. But we have a very exciting proposal called the Cosmata Treaty. And we have Funky here to talk about it.
Hey guys, we just wanted to interrupt really quick because once we asked Funky about the Cosmata, he then proceeded.
He got a bit big-brained on us, didn't he?
He did. Funky went into overdrive and he proceeded to talk for roughly 5 minutes. Just giving you a heads up, it's really good information. It's everything you'd want to know.
Yep. Okay. But it's roughly 5 minutes.
It's good stuff, though. Just giving you a warning. All right.
Let's hit it.
Cheers.
As Goose and Tez touched on, liquidity is kind of something that we've been focusing on, especially since, you know, we're a few weeks old now. and we want to increase liquidity so that we can have less slippage and less volatility in terms of pricing. And once we kind of solve that issue, we can turn our heads to, you know, bonding more exciting assets and, you know, maybe offering leverage through RARI. What the Sumata treaty does is it proposes a number of kind of changes to the way that we would onboard LP. We can talk about it in kind of two different steps of in terms of what changes we're making, and then kind of the two phases that they would be kind of implemented in. So when we bond LP, what we're essentially doing is we're buying ownership shares within the Sushi LP pool. What that means is we're basically buying 50% Ohm and 50% Butterfly. The way that bonding works is that because there's a 5-day vesting period for bonds, and if a 5-day staking yield is, you know, at a certain percent, we need to offer a bond discount around that percent to incentivize bonders to bond and invest over 5 days. And when we're bonding LP, we're bonding both Ohm and Butterfly. And because we have the ability to mint Butterfly, we're paying a premium so that we can buy Butterfly that we could just mint ourselves. So the first kind of step here is that we could, instead of bonding both Ohm and Butterfly, we could just bond Ohm and then mint Butterfly, match with that Ohm, and put it into the LP pool. We've done some...
2 hours later.
Average kind of bond discount for the past 3 weeks has been around like 7%. So if you take that into account, you know, we would have a cost saving about, you know, 3.5% in terms of, you know, how much we're paying for the LP. But we're also economizing on kind of emissions, because instead of giving out 107 for, you know, 100 of LP, we're only giving out 103.5 for the LP. And then kind of another benefit of that is when we're minting Butterfly, there is no DAO fee on that Butterfly. So that further reduces emissions. So essentially by minting Butterfly, matching it with bonded Ohm, can reduce the costs and we can reduce the emissions, which is good for stakers. So that's the first kind of part of the kind of solution. And the second part is Olympus V2 has this kind of new debt facility, which allows whitelisted contracts to deposit SOM and borrow Ohm and 0% interest. The way that this debt works is that the SOM continues generating yield. So that yield will essentially pay back the Ohm loan that we take. So it's very capital efficient for us to use that debt facility. So with these kind of two, you know, building blocks, we have like a proposed two phases to help build the liquidity in a slightly more cost efficient, less dilutive way. So the first phase would be that we have 69,000 SOM. Nice. And so with this SOM, we could deposit this into the debt facility, and the debt facility would have some kind of terms such as, you know, 50% LTV. And a debt ceiling, you know, and these are things that we're discussing with Olympus. But for example, under a 50% LTV means that
3 hours later,
we can deposit 69,000 SOM and then borrow about half of that, so like 35,000 Ohm. And this allows us to generate some Ohm, which we could immediately pair with some Butterfly and add to our LP. So in the first phase, we would use the existing SOM with the debt facility, borrow some Ohm, and then we would mint Butterfly at the same rate that we are currently emitting Butterfly for the LP bond, and pair that Butterfly with Ohm to create LP.
Whoa, slow down, egghead.
And so basically what that works out to is while we're using the borrowed Ohm, we'd be able to increase our LP at twice the speed we are now, but having the same amount of Butterfly emissions that we would have with the LP bond. And at current estimations, you know, we'd have like 3 days of that. So it's a relatively short period, but it just kind of makes us, you know, gives us that 3-day boost of bonding LP. And then after that period, we would switch to just bonding just Ohm and then pairing that Ohm with minted Butterfly. And we do it in a way so that the kind of total emissions of the minting and the bonding of Ohm would have a similar emission as just bonding LP. So doing it in a way that basically grows LP at a similar rate we're doing now, but in a more cost-efficient and less dilutive way.
Yeah, ultimately, the idea is to make that depth of liquidity vastly larger at a very, very fast rate. So that way we'll have less price impact, and where the idea is just to curb the volatility, isn't it?
Exactly. When you see, you know, significant price action, if you had greater liquidity depth, you know, you'd have less price action. Not to say that, you know, obviously if you have people buying and selling, there will still be price movement.
I mean, ultimately it's a good benefit. The idea is not to affect the current metrics that are in play right now. If you are curious to learn more about it, definitely jump onto Commonwealth on the forum and check out like what's happening with the write-up that Real Canando did.
Yeah, nice. We'll link it in the show notes as well.
That was a big answer.
Yeah, Funky Boy, you're
you're
on a roll. I mean,
to be fair, this is like round two after the community call, and I think this one is better.
Oh, that's it. You're like, I got to get this right. This is my second take.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You killed that call, by the way, Funky.
I was really listening to it. I was cringing the whole way, gotta say.
That was good. You're saying awesome.
But you went,
Magnus. You went.
Yeah, I was like,
oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you were talking about the podcast.
The podcast. There's like a automatic TES.exe safety net in it.
It is hard though, because like trying to give that full context of it if someone's not really sure, because like you could easily, like for us, it'll be like, we're going to bond ohm only that way. And with any minted butterfly, we're going to pair it with the LP. And then to accelerate that even more, we're going to borrow ohm from, you know, the V2 mechanisms. And for no one with any context would be like, what?
We've got a rapidly increasing market cap and we want to increase our protocol owned liquidity to match that. And this is the way that we do it.
Yeah, I think it's important to note that the main boost comes from using our current ohm.
Correct.
There's a lot of concerns raised about, you know, what's going to happen to emissions, you know, if you then bond ohm at the same rate you're bonding the LP, but we'd be bonding ohm at half the rate of the LP because half of the emissions were coming from butterfly
from our
minting.
Own minting.
Yeah.
And we had a very exciting community call on Monday night, which Funky headed up, and we'll probably make that into a podcast as well.
Oh yeah. Oh well, Monday night. Oh, if you're talking from America, because it just happened. We literally got off the community call. Okay. Yeah, I know, but you're confusing people.
I know time zones. I know time zones.
I mean, everyone knows you're in Australia. I think you.
But the universal time clock.
Yeah.
Was in Monday night.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. We could say yesterday.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Hey, we all have time zones here.
I mean, I could totally see like Tez like being at like, you know, one of those airport clocks with like they have like 10 clocks on the wall.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put that up on my wall for sure. But yeah, Funky just was fresh off that and he smashed his explanation there and he's just done it again, smashed it again. Nice work.
My question for these guys is, do we think the project will last until this summer?
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
That's FUD, bro.
Yeah, don't FUD, bro.
Get off the podcast,
bro. FUDing. Okay. I'm very time zone conscious now and seasonally conscious.
Well, so it's going to last for like, you know,
alternate universe you're in, right?
Like, exactly.
It's another good point. Yeah.
And what metaverse?
Yeah, what metaverse?
It's a complicated question you're asking.
It is. Goose. It's a complex questions with many variables, inputs, some outputs. But as far as we're concerned, stay tuned, guys.
It's going to be a long summer. Unless, Funky, do you have 10 minutes on that question?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I was going to say, if the project's only going to last all summer, we should all move to Siberia.
Oh.
Agreed.
Never-ending winter.
We had a bot attack in our Discord over the weekend. It was quite an inconvenient time, and it was about towards the night for Australia and early in the morning for North America.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those convenient bot attacks that people get.
And where there was an account that was hacked and the announcements tab was taken over by the bot and spammed a link that was a scam link, and people who accidentally clicked the link and approved the contract might have lost a little bit of money. Funky and I were, in general, trying to keep the peace. We didn't have access to the announcements channel to bring it down. There's a few calls that went out to Magnus.
Yeah, I know that you guys managed to get in touch with me. Overall, I think it was handled pretty well. Like, we managed to get everything under wraps in, like, less than 15 minutes or so, I think, or, like, 30 minutes tops. But, like, you know, great work to the entire team, you know, being able to try and quell all the FUD and all the manic panic. So, great work, guys.
It was the first time that I've actually called for slow mode.
Oh, yeah, that's actually very true, yeah. All the other times you were like cursing at me for putting slow mode on.
I was immune though.
Yeah, you were, finally.
But I was on the right side this time.
Yeah, who gave you immunity from slow mode?
Yeah, one of the worst mistakes. Sorry.
What's been the response to that from the core team?
I guess it was just about like getting the OPSEC up, right? And this is just sort of like not just to our team, but like those that are like for every other project out there using Discord, which is pretty much every other project, like crypto project. If you happen to get compromised, do let your team know. You know, don't be embarrassed by it. It could have happened to anyone. But with this attack in general, it was just social engineering, and they were able to take advantage of the webhooks function on the Discord server. So, you know, for those that do run servers mod them, etc. Just be cautious, you know, disable the webhooks feature if you don't need to use it. And just be careful out there, guys.
But there was the bounty's official, isn't it? Like the one Mario posted. That million peso bounty to find.
Oh, the bug bounty? Yeah.
Oh, the bug bounty, yeah. Yes. That's like a proper thing because it's on Immunify.
You said a million pesos.
Yeah, not pesos, but a million US dollars.
Oh, the US dollars?
Yeah, bro. I don't know where you pulled pesos from. So if you are curious, jump on the Redacted Cartel website. The homepage has a link directly to the Immunify bug bounty program. Basically, there's up to $1 million up for grabs. Wow. If you can find something that would potentially impact the project, depending on the severity of the bug. But by all means, if you're interested, jump on there. All the details are there. Get squashing on those bugs, guys.
The other thing I'll say is, at Redacted, we like to take care of our own. So we're looking to find some ways to give back to those that got scammed. So stay tuned for that.
Dev's hard at work. We look after our own.
I like that.
That was another one of Tez's, I think.
It's a good one.
I love a pun. Yeah.
You just don't push it enough.
Yeah. You're my pun. My pun pusher.
I'll plug all your puns.
Yeah.
There are currently 3 proposals on our Commonwealth.im website. One of them we've talked about is the Cosa Mata Treaty, which has overwhelming support.
Yeah. Funky, do you want to just maybe do a quick brief explanation of the Cosa Mata?
Third time today, let's go. Third time's a charm.
Sorry, go ahead, Goose.
Everyone's a fucking joke, guy.
Oh, I've killed Goose. Sorry.
Oh god, now he's down and out. Yes. Oh god,
just give him a minute. Do you need some water? Can I get you some water?
I'll be fine.
5 hours later.
So yeah, we've covered the Cosa Mata. What else have we got? What other proposals?
The Curvance.
Curvance, yeah.
Curvance seed round.
Yeah, that's going good. A lot of interest, a lot of good discussions. That's what we like to see. Yeah, likely we'll push that forward soon, but most pressing like priority is the Cosa Mata. So yeah, that'll likely go in first, I believe.
Yes, just to touch briefly on the Curvance, it is a decentralized stable lending protocol with the focus on wrapped tokens of the Curve, Convex, like Yearn, Badger ecosystems. Has decentralized lending, token governance, and liquidity routing as well.
All right. What else is in the works?
The Phantom DAO partnership proposal.
Yes.
Is the third one.
Yeah.
Phantom's launching imminently. And they've had 2020 vision to look at what's the shiny new piece of crypto, which is Butterfly.
Mm.
And they want to partner with us.
Yeah.
At the moment, it's got overwhelming support. So it looks like it'll be an official proposal soon.
Uniting of the forks, you could say.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, there's like the Spirit Swap Gauges, which is effectively a Curve fork on Phantom. And the idea is just to be able to have some influence on that as well. And given that they want to try and take on some Butterfly, I believe, it's just being able to have this influence across multiple chains.
We want to encourage people to vote and use their say as much as possible.
Vote.
Vote.
Don't vote.
Yeah, get amongst it, guys. Like, the more that we use this forum, the better.
Yeah.
It is very new, and I'd say that a lot of more DAOs will be transitioning and utilizing Commonwealth.im.
Butterflies together strong.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it, as Sim would say.
Educated butterflies together stronger.
Were you looking at me to finish that sentence? Oh, okay.
He's making deep eye contact.
Yeah, you were.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
What are you excited for?
I guess one thing we're excited for is to launch this new contributor program, get some more eyes, get some more people involved, and get some more of the projects that we have been brewing up, like, out there. Let's see how the community reacts and how they find interest in getting involved in Redacted thing on Horizon.
Yeah, awesome. How would you suggest people, if they wish to contribute, where should they go? Who should they hit up?
Yes, all to come soon. Mostly, we're going to all have workstream leads. The whole program is going to be dropping hopefully this coming week, you know, TBD on the exact date. We're just doing some final tests to make sure, like, with the recent hacks and everything, the security OPSEC is all up to date and flowing. So we just wanted to, you know, leak some news there just to show that, like, you know, it's in the works. As far as who to reach out to, it'll all be clearly labeled based on each workstream, who the point of contact is and how to get more involved.
If you're unsure, join the Discord, say GM in general, and then Funky will redirect you. You'll meet Funky.
Is that right, Funky?
Maybe there, maybe Goose as well.
Yeah.
I'm happy to show people where to go. Especially some people.
Out the door, that's where they need to go.
That's it.
Please leave my town.
I will very soon.
You wanted to mention as well, like, just a little shout out, because the Gora has been away for a few weeks and they're back, right?
Gora, which we obviously subscribe to.
Yeah.
They
have big fans.
Have you heard? Yeah.
They, they're back for 2022.
Yeah.
Mark and
Psych Guy was on. Mark and Psych Guy.
Yeah. Mark
week.
And Psych Guy.
Yep.
Came on and did a news of the week.
Yeah.
They talked about the bullishness of OHM. It was really exciting.
Yeah, it was good. Good to see him back.
You should check that out if you haven't.
Yo, guys, I actually got a dip, so I will talk to you guys later. You guys continue on anyway. Don't worry about me.
All right, see you, bro.
All right. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.
See you, Magnus. I know he's gone. We can have some fun.
Ban Magnus next time?
Who actually started the Ban Mario thing?
That was me.
That was you.
Actually, like, that's exactly what I was about to string. And Mario hired me as a little spy to figure out when and how you guys are going to unban it.
Well, with Mario, I mean, it's a long road to his unbanning. But how did the banning memes come? That is a good question, like Funky was saying.
It's good redacted lore, I think, yeah.
I think the Ban Mario thing was very, very early. And they talked about how Mario's doing so much that maybe we should quell him and ban him.
Ban him, give him a break, essentially.
And then the whole community got around it.
Yeah.
And I felt bad for him. And I thought there's always a good counter narrative. And then so I started up the Ban Magnus narrative. Escalated a bit, and then Magnus changed my Discord name to Goose-Mario's intern.
Yeah,
and then it went from there.
I came to find out about that when you brought it up. So we were just all circulating interns, you know.
Yeah. Well, I found out about it. It was literally once the auctions ended, and we all jumped in a little chat together in the call, like on the Discord.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was like trying to find Figgy an intern. He's like, I've already got an intern. It's D-Bag, guys. And we're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But he didn't tell me that.
I was just going to say, I remember that chat because like, the auction had just ended. And we're like, oh, thank God. Yeah, those were rough 2 days.
I loved the auction.
You were. You're having a great time.
It was good fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, he's never an intern. He never did a coffee run, D-Bag, is what you're telling us.
It's a long distance coffee run.
Yeah, we haven't had a coffee run. We've yet to, you know, circulate around the coffee maker too, you know, just get some break room talk going.
Word on the street is what Goose and Figgy are both looking for interns, right? Put it on the pod.
We all know to DM Figgy, and are you welcoming your DMs?
My
for an
DMs
intern?
Are always open.
It sounds like we need to start like an intern DAO or something.
True, intern DAO. Intern DAO.
A sub DAO of redacted.
Barely people, somehow legal, unpaid intern.
I'm really stoked for my, although it's like, I think to Australia, it's like coming in February or something.
Oh, the merch. I heard that some people had phone calls from their banks asking them why they're purchasing from a cartel. Involved in any illegal activity.
Don't feed the cartel, you know.
We definitely ran into those problems too. Like, it was hella funny because like, we have to put our shop name in there, and initially we put redacted cartel on like two different things. I think either Shopify or Printful came back and were like, what, can you prove your identity? Like, what's going on?
That's fair. Yeah, it's that would raise some flags, a name like that, wouldn't it?
Redacted. That was good fun though.
The chat we just had on with Magnus and D-Bag, do you mean? What was good fun?
The last 2 hours of talking to Magnus and D-Bag and Funky.
Yeah, it wasn't a full 2 hours for Magnus. He had to run off.
Yeah, that's when it became really chill.
What are you saying?
No, we had fun.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. So it was a bit more of a laid back one today.
Yeah, for for sure.
Just chat about just the state of things.
And I think that's where the vibe of the podcast will head. Some episodes will be a bit more heavy with the educational side.
Yep.
And then some episodes we'll really want to get some people on and just hang out and chill.
Yeah. Curve Wars episode coming though. I definitely want to cover that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Certainly after that community call, I've now got like a wish list of people that I want on the podcast.
Yeah, like Funky. You want Funky back?
Oh, always Funky back. So the new people.
Yeah. Okay. Like, yeah, we won't leave. You never know. What if we don't get them? We shouldn't know.
No, I'm not going to name them.
Yeah, no, got a list.
But I'm going to slide into a lot of people's DMs, so I apologize in advance.
Nice. Okay. Cool. What about next week? What are we planning?
I think maybe we should touch on the community call.
That's right. That was what I had in mind.
Might have been some alpha leaked.
Yeah, but maybe by the time that's released, that alpha will be pretty open, I'm assuming. Yeah. It's been leaked to hundreds of people, so I can't imagine us leaking it again is no big deal.
Oh, no. But it was an exciting community call.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of pick the juicy parts of that and maybe refine that into a bit of a podcast is what I thought.
Certainly hit us up on, if you're watching this on YouTube or if you're listening to this, feel free to either comment or come into the Discord channel and let us know who you want to have on the podcast. If you see a vibrant community member or someone that you just want to hear from, just let us know.
For sure. Yeah, we'd love you guys to get in touch. And we also officially have a channel now on the Discord with Redacted Radio.
Yeah, right. That was enjoyable.
It was fun. It was fun to get to know D-Bag a bit as well.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
It was fun having him on. It'd be great if he wants to jump on again. He's more than welcome.
I think he was keen.
Yeah, awesome.
So we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Cheers. Bye.